the gospel today here in Luke 11, which traces out the hardness of heart of these people. See, demanding a sign, force me to believe. They've just seen him in this beautiful ministry of mercy, which is deliverance and exorcism. It's a great ministry of mercy. And he sees him they see him exercising, and they say, now, that's extreme hardness. At least you ought to be, gosh, thank God, the guy's free from whatever was wrong with him. I'm not too heavy into this demon stuff, but whatever was wrong with him, Jesus fixed him. Thank God for that. Not even that much. Now, it begins, this hardness, the description, in the first reading. As you know, we're looking at the first readings this Lent. This is Jeremiah 7. And you got to stop and think. Why should I obey God? Why does God command me? What's the point? Did you ever think about that? You know, see, especially for Jews, see, this word of the Lord that is addressed, that demands obedience, that's the whole foundation of the relationship. And why does God do that? Why does God command us? He's not a control freak. You know, why does he do this? You see? This is the way he wants things done. No. If he wanted things just done, he could get angels to do them. Why does God command us? I really would like, you know, to challenge you to think, why does God command us? And think about it all day. Why does God command me? Ultimately, if you look at the word Torah, which means we translate as law, it means instruction. This is the way, walk in it. Well, why? Why would he bother to tell us that? Because he loves us. And this is the way. You know, in all the great philosophical traditions, the fundamental question that is being asked, and you see it in the great philosophers like Plato and Aristotle, the question is, how shall we live? That's the question. The deep instinct, grasping, the deep interconnection between action and my existence. I make myself by my decisions. John Paul II's whole book on the acting person is a very profound philosophical analysis of what we do when we act, and how that affects us. So, it's mercy. St. Irenaeus, is, you know, those fathers of the church, he said, you know, the early great fathers, Abraham, Isaac, they didn't need a lot of instruction because their hearts were pure and they knew what God wanted. But as we've gone more and more corrupt, God's had to keep instructing us more and more and more so that we don't bring ourselves to destruction. And the wonder is, and that's what is the point of this text, you see, that we don't listen. And so this whole vocabulary in Hebrew, in our Bible, this text is written about us. This is not listening. Oh, look what God said to those nasty Jews. Oh, look at how disobedient they are. This isn't history that we're reading today. This is us. This text was read to us today. Because every one of us is disobedient and needs to hear this and repent and return to God. The word for conversion or to convert in Hebrew is shuv. Tshuva is the word for repentance. And it means to return to God. Now look at the image there, the spiritual image. We're being taught something. As we sin as we in sin, there's four words for sin, and they're all so mysterious. Hata, to miss the mark. Avon, to get twisted. Psha, to rebel. All these words trying to give us a sense of what sin is. And then, shuv, return to God. We wander from God. We want to get as far away as we can from God so we can do our thing. And repentance is coming back. Now, when it gets translated into Greek, it becomes metanoia, which means to have a change of mind. It's much more interior, but it's the same notion. You see? Come back to me. Jeremiah has this beautiful, I'm not here in our text today, where he says, Lord, make us return, or cause us to return, and then we will return. We can't return. We can wander from you. We can be far from you. But we can't return without you. It's a beautiful text, and it's so profound. So the Lord commands us, you see. The great philosophers, as I say, the question is, how shall we live? How shall we live in order to arrive at a meaning, a goal, a happiness in our existence? The question isn't, what's the law? How can I stay out of trouble? If I park where it says no parking, I'm going to have to pay a fine. Is that what God's doing? Is that what law is for God? It's Torah. There are other words, mitzvot and hukim and all these words, you know, the statutes, the commandments and all that sort of thing. But the Torah is instruction. But it's instruction by someone who has divine authority. And he'll correct us. This is what I commanded my people. Jeremiah is the voice of God here. Listen to my voice. Listen to my voice. That means yield to it. Obey it. You know. Listen to my voice. You know, you tell a little kid to do something and they put their hands over their ears. It's a very profound symbol. We don't do that anymore because we're older and sophisticated, but we're doing the same thing. Listen to my voice. Then I will be your God and you shall be my people. That's covenant. That's covenant. Walk in all the ways that I command you so that you may prosper. You're looking for happiness? That's the way. That's the way. Now, why don't we obey? Because we're very hard heart. But they obeyed not, nor did they pay heed. They walked in the hardness of their evil hearts and turned their backs, not their faces, to me. This is God. This is God. They turned their backs on God. We do that too. As we're going through this Mass, keep asking the Lord, please, I know you've told me 100 times, just say it so loud today that I finally yield, I finally obey. You are telling me, you are guiding me, you are instructing me, you are commanding me. Make it so clear that I can't avoid it anymore. What is it that you want of me right now? You see? From the day that your fathers left the land of Egypt, even to this day, and listen to this now. I have sent you untiringly all my servants, the prophets. Why would God send prophets? We've got it all. We know what to do. Well, we don't. We have so hardened our hearts that we don't listen. So he sends prophets. Prophets. To turn us. And in our own day, since the resurrection of Jesus Christ, he sends people from heaven. Mary. How many apparitions of Mary? Medjugorje, Fatima, Lourdes, I mean, always the same message. Repent for your sins and pray. And most of the time as well, say the rosary for world peace. How many times do we have to hear this? I sent my prophets. Yet they have not obeyed me nor paid heed. But they've stiffened their necks and done worse than their fathers. And when you speak these words to them, that I'm sending them, sending you to tell them, they're not going to listen to you either. Now, what is wrong with us that we're so hard? This is Almighty God who loves us, who created us, who's guiding us to eternal life. And we disobey Him by the ton. He says, be reconciled to so-and-so. Fast today. Look around and see if you can't find a couple of bucks to give to somebody. Or don't do that. Don't say that. Don't you hear that all day? And what do we do with it? And then, because we don't hear Him, He sends somebody who stands right there in front of us and says it. And somehow, well, you know, not very educated, or, you know, they're not so holy either. Or see what we do? This is the nation that does not listen to the voice of the Lord its God or take correction. And then the last line, faithfulness, emunah. Emunah is what? Faithful, consistent, stable. Believing. This is the word for faith in Hebrew. But it's more than faith, it's faithfulness, you see. So, the Lord just sent that word to us today. Again. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is preparing us for the incredible grace of Easter. The whole body of Christ to celebrate and enter into and be touched in a deeper way once again by the mystery of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's why we have these words today, to get us ready, to change our lives. So as we go through the Mass, just say to the Lord, look, please say it loud, because I'm hard-hearted and selfish and stupid and lazy. And if you don't say it loud, I'm not going to hear it. I don't want to hear it. But I do want to hear it. I want to obey you. I love you. So please speak so that I can hear. And before you leave the church, if you got your pencil and paper, write it out. What did he say? Because you know what will happen. By noon you say, yeah, he said something, but I wonder what that was. Huh? Something about conversion or something like that, you know. No. And try to be, because He wants to help us get from where we are to where He'd like us to be.